Great. I'm going to go fairly quickly through Dr. Bowen's presentation, and then I want to, mine will deal with actual examples of county and state health departments that have used the environmental public health performance standards, what they picked to work on, and the results that they've seen, just to encourage you. I think I would start by saying that the difference between these and accreditation is that accreditation accredits an agency, and as Julia mentioned, the environmental public health performance standards were developed to be easy to use, a much shorter version of the public health performance standards, a deeper look, a deeper dive at environmental health within the public health program, and to be voluntary self-assessment. They still have standards. They were still developed in the same way with national experts across the country, and they're written as standards and questions, a series of self-assessment questions to ask yourself. But you do it for your own sake. Now, you may open it up to the community and have partners sit with you so you have an objective look, but it is a self-assessment, and it does get you ready for accreditation. And the reason that these were developed, and I'm Patrick also has nothing to disclose. By the way, Dr. Bowen spent most of his career in Indian Health Service, then finished his career at the Centers for Disease Control by helping to establish the Environmental Health Services branch, which went on to develop these standards and the Leadership Institute, and then went to the university, to Eastern Oklahoma University, EKU, East Central Oklahoma, where he teaches environmental health science to undergraduates and has continued to develop these standards. So he's really the developer of the standards under contract with the Centers for Disease Control, and I've worked with him over the past number of years to do that. And I'm going to skip through some of these just because I want to get to the more practical questions that you may have. But the reason these were developed that Pat and others noticed that as this process was going on, he actually did a research project with states that had, specifically Oklahoma, assessed itself with the public health performance standards, and then he went back with these environmental public health performance standards, and they reassessed themselves on those, and they didn't correlate well. So what that told him was that you could seem to be doing very well as a public health agency, but your environmental health really might not be strong at all. So that we needed a way to strengthen that within and not take away from the public health, but actually go ahead and understand better where you were within where your environmental health services. And Sharunda's slides did cover some of that. So this scoring you've probably seen, and you score yourself whether there's nothing going on according to the question you get, minimal all the way to optimal. And just to show, now there's over 100 agencies that have voluntarily used these over the last few years. And you can see that environmental health across the country tends to be the weakest in having a good monitoring system and in having a system for constantly evaluating and improving. So that's how we showed up over a number of 100 or so agencies over time. This is 89, but since then we've had others. And the questions are numbered 1.1, 1.2, et cetera. And within those questions, we're now starting to get information back that's very consistent about where the weaknesses are, whether there's not enough significant activity. So this happens to be monitor. So Pat put some slides in here about monitor and evaluation. And so these are the kinds of questions. Have you done an environmental health assessment? Have you updated it on a regular basis? Have you looked at trends? It doesn't prescribe which assessment tool you need to use, but you have to do it regularly. You have to have a system for doing it. Have you done a profile that you can share in a format that your community can understand it and it's easily available to people? So it makes you ask yourself these questions. Do you use appropriate tools such as GIS? Do you identify lots of sources and get data not just from your own programs but other places that might tell you about your environment and the help of your people, health of your people? This is evaluate, and you can see again that if there's no activity or minimal on some of these questions. So not that the specifics are important here, but the fact that we now are starting to see information we can go deeper into, and that national programs such as NACHO or the CDC can start to say, oh gosh, we have a national weakness in monitoring systems. Environmental health agencies don't do that very well. What might we do to support them? Same thing with evaluation. it seems that people don't do it regularly. Why is that? Do they need specific tools on how to do it, or do they just need a system to be able to remind themselves to do it? We can start tailoring things to the gaps in our nation. So that's just a little bit about the fact that once we're approved to have data, there will be a lot more, and we'll be able to use it a lot more, but we're already seeing some trends that are useful.